Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You look are at fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. American troops in the Middle East, according to media reports, are on high alert, worried about possible drone strikes in retaliation for the killing of Qasem Soleimani. Over the weekend, and this is becoming a very, very serious issue. It is a foreign policy issue that the president is dealing with. Democrats are demanding answers. They'll get them. The Gang of Eight is being briefed today. The full Senate and House will get briefings tomorrow. Joining us now, a guy that knows more than just a little bit about drones, Brett Velikovich, a former U.S. Army intelligence and special ops soldier. He joins us. Believe it or not, he is here in Las Vegas, and he's at CES representing White Fox Defense, and he joins us. What is White Fox Defense?
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, so White Fox Defense is a drone airspace security company, so we specialize in counter-drone technology, basically the systems that are designed to jam rogue drones that are flying above you that may be spying on you. We have the ability to actually knock these things out of the sky. So it's all about drone airspace security nowadays, and we build the devices for governments to be able to combat against rogue drones.
Explain what is going on, even as we speak, in places like Creech and elsewhere. This whole drone industry thing and the way the military has embraced it has been incredible. I don't know if anybody saw Jack Ryan, the Amazon Prime TV series, and both seasons, season one, season two, drones very much a prominent force. Can you explain what's going on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So drone technology is being used for a variety of applications, not just in the commercial or consumer space. They're not just for taking fancy photographs. They're also used as a tool of war, and they've been used for a few decades now. I remember in the military when I would use drone technology to go after terrorist leaders, you know, back in 2001, 2002, it was very difficult to get your hands on something like a Predator drone because it was such a valuable asset. And nowadays, troops, they don't even go out on missions for the most part without a drone above them in terms of like special operations soldiers before they go out to conduct missions. I mean, it has become such a vital tool to the warfighter because it gives them the ability to stare in on their target and figure out what's basically over the horizon, which never before in the history of wars have we really had the ability to do. And so they're being used for a variety of applications. Obviously, you know, we just saw the drone strike on Iranian General Soleimani, and that was an instance where they needed to use a drone. It would have been a risk to U.S. soldiers on the ground if they sent them in there, and so that's why the drone was used instead.
What was the degree of difficulty? A guy coming out of the airport in Baghdad, and the strike was like right on the money. As far as degree of difficulty, was this a gimme putt or was this a tough putt?
So every single environment is going to be different when it comes to the type of drone that is used. A location like this, Baghdad, is a pretty ideal situation to fly a drone. And that's because there's a lot of air traffic. So you can literally fly that drone very, very low because no one's going to notice a difference between a commercial airliner or a drone. It's very loud. It's almost like LAX up there. And so in terms of being able to see exactly where Soleimani was in that vehicle, or to confirm for the commanders who really just need confidence that the person that we're staring at is the guy that's in that vehicle, to be able to do that is a lot easier because you can fly that drone lower and you can, that camera is easier to see. In other environments, like, you know, let's say Pakistan or Yemen or Somalia, you're flying a drone very, very high because you don't want the enemy to be able to see you, and they can look up on a clear day and potentially see it because there's not, they're not used to seeing aircraft at that level. So in terms of ability to do this, I would say it was fairly, it was more than likely fairly easy for them to do that. Now, granted, it's, you know, Baghdad, there's a lot of people there, but it obviously was done at night, and so they were very concerned about collateral damage, and that's why one of the reasons drones are used is to be precise and to ensure there is no civilians or other individuals that are harmed in that process. And so I think more than likely they had very, very good information on exactly where Soleimani was in that vehicle, maybe even could have told the type of clothes he was wearing or how he walked a certain way. All of that, again, is important so that the commander can ensure that the person they're going after is the right individual and there's no mistakes made. Because if there was a mistake made and Soleimani walked away from that strike, well, we'd have a bigger problem on our hands.
Brett Velikovich joining us, former U.S. Army Intelligence Special Ops soldier. He is now representing White Fox Defense at CES here in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. And I want to ask you, though, this whole thing, how would this have happened? When would the drone have picked up this General Soleimani?
So I don't want to get too much into the TTPs of things like that, but I can tell you that, you know, more than likely, there was probably more than one drone in the sky at that time. Okay, it's not like you just throw up one drone and, you know, the guys click a button that are sitting on the other side of the world and the strike happens. It is a very sophisticated, you know, very difficult type of situation. You have guys from all around the world that are supporting these types of operations, and it's just incredible the men and women that are behind this to be able to do this type of work. But it seems, if from what I just saw in the news, is that he landed at an airport, and more than likely they were tracking his plane if they had the capability to do that, and they had him literally coming out of his private jet that he flies around the world with and acts like he was untouchable. And they more than likely had him right at the airport because, and they were staring at him from different angles. That's typically the way it works. There's a lot of drone technology within the U.S. government's arsenal. It's just incredible the type of tech that's available. And I think if anything that this strike said is that the U.S. government has the ability to retaliate against Iranian aggression with a wide variety of devastating options that are short of war. And I think that's why they chose this drone strike option, is not to go to war, but to prevent war. And it sounds like they had intelligence information indicating Soleimani was in the process of targeting American diplomats and American servicemen and women, and something needed to be done.
Are drones going to allow us to wage war? We've heard how we're on the brink of war with Iran, for instance. Is it possible that the next war will be won by drone forces against other drone forces? Is that the way it's going to, and we'll never have to have boots on the ground?
I think we'll always have to have boots on the ground. And the fact is there's nothing really unmanned these days about with regards to unmanned aerial vehicles. There's always somebody behind that, whether it's a sensor operator operating the camera or somebody flying it or all kinds of people that are involved in the precision there. But we will never fight another war.
But those people,
period.
Hey, but Brett, those mm-hmm. people you're talking about, would they not be back here at Creech or somewhere in England or someplace else?
So you have people that are, you know, like, you have people that would be back at a base in the U.S., and you would have people there right on the ground. You'd have people in Baghdad. That's what's required to fly these things. So it's not like some operators just only 3,000 miles away. Sometimes they're launched from that, you know, city. So this is a very, very sophisticated type of operation. It's not just only done from the other side of the world. So I will tell you, though, that, you know, drones are not all drones are stealth. Like they're hard to see by the enemy. Someone like ISIS, or, you know, terrorist leader, has a difficult time seeing them. But in terms of like a state government being able to see a drone flying around the airspace it's fairly easy to pick them up. And drones are not like, they're not supersonic. I mean, in the future, they'll probably, we'll probably have some pretty, we already have some pretty fast ones, but a lot of them, they just sit in orbit. They loiter above the target. And so it's not, when the Iranians hit our drone over the Persian Gulf, which is a $150 million drone called an RQ-4, they were able to easily see it, and they were probably able to easily monitor it, because it's up there and it looks, just in terms of like radar, just like lots of other aircraft. So I don't think we'll see this like drone on drone warfare anytime soon. But the fact is, we'll never fight another war without a drone from here on out. That's for sure.
How worried are you? We're getting media reports that American forces in the Middle East are on high alert. They're worried about drone strikes against American forces. How worried are you about the technology that Iran has at its fingertips relative to drones, their drone technology?
Sure. So the Iranians have nowhere near the sophistication of the drone technology that the U.S. government has. The U.S. government is just hands down has the best technology in the world. That being said, the Iranians have some very clever tech that's available. And I think we saw that, for instance, in the operation where they launched a number of drones to strike a Saudi oil facility, and to help, their whole plan was basically to disrupt the world's energy supply. And they did that by not only launching drones, but also launching rockets at the same time with missiles on them in the event the drones were jammed or something like that. And unfortunately, you know, that I think surprised a lot of people in the U.S. government because of the distance the drones had to travel. I think they had to travel hundreds of miles from where they were supposedly launched. And the Iranians, you know, they said it was their proxy, or they acted like they didn't do it, and it was supposedly the proxy group known as the Houthis out of Yemen. But the reality is that was Iranian technology. A random terrorist group in the middle of nowhere isn't going to have something that sophisticated to be able to fly a drone a few hundred miles away from a station and have it strike a target. Now, that being said, for the Iranians to do something like we just did with Soleimani, I don't think they're at that level. But at the same time, you know, in terms of being able to watch somebody and surveil somebody and then be able to strike them with precision, that takes a lot more than just the drone itself. I mean, you need lots of other intelligence sources and capabilities to augment that drone technology. But at the same time, again, it would not surprise me if the Iranians tried to launch drones at U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf, for instance, or try and send drones and, you know, try and hit a U.S. military base in Iraq or Afghanistan or something like that. That would not surprise me. But again, to sum it all up, they don't have anywhere near the drone technology that we do.
Again, Brett Velikovich joining us, former U.S. Army intelligence special ops soldier, and he represents White Fox Defense. Does the military have access to technology like that of which you're promoting in White Fox Defense?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you probably have a lot of military listeners, guys that have served overseas. I served a number of times overseas, and we used to use what was called essentially this electronic countermeasures to jam IEDs, bombs, that roadside bombs. And you know, when you'd go out, you'd flip on the system, and it would jam these frequencies so that you wouldn't get attacked by these roadside bombs. And that's similar to what the U.S. government has, very proprietary technology that they are installing on these ships. And in fact, about a few months ago, the Iranians were flying a drone over top of a naval vessel that was helping monitor some of the shipping traffic in the Persian Gulf. And there was a marine system on that naval vessel that did jam the Iranian drone because they were concerned that the Iranians were going to send that missile into the ship, and it was successful. And so there's a number of different systems out there that are designed to jam these Iranian type drones. And now the technology is needed more than ever. Counter drone technology is, especially with concerns for the recent Iranian potential attacks, more and more people need drone security and the ability to stop these rogue drones from coming in and potentially causing harm.
Brett, thank you so much. Enjoy your stay. I hope before you leave, you'll leave a nice cash donation so the rest of us don't have to pay state income tax. It's just one of the blessings of living here in Nevada. Thank you so much, and keep us posted, sir, on your work at White Fox.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Brett Felikovich, former U.S. intelligence officer, special ops soldier. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Yeah, the clown show is going to continue. We don't know when. We really don't. That this whole thing is the impeachment. We don't know when Nancy Pelosi is going to deliver the articles of impeachment to the Senate so that the Senate can do its constitutional duties. But the one thing we do know is that John Bolton, the former national security advisor to the president, says he's willing to talk to the Senate during a trial if he is subpoenaed. I don't know. I'm assuming he would not harm the president. Don't know. But David Gergen, a guy that served, I think, something like eight presidents, he was on with Aaron Burnett, and he is one who wants to hear from John Bolton.
In any Venn diagram you draw about what happened in Ukraine, he is at the center of the overlapping circles. So if you actually care to know what the president directly said and did, you would want to hear from John Bolton. How can anybody say that they don't want to hear him testify?
Aaron, I must say that's what's been mystifying me all day today. I just, as soon as I heard Bolton wanted to testify, I said Republicans have no choice. They have to allow him to testify. If this were a court of law, a regular court of law, you would have an indictment kept by a grand jury, just as the House did. But then before trial, if new evidence came in, of course you would admit that evidence. Of course you would consider it. It would be brought up and discussed at the trial. And to say, no, we're not going to bring John Bolton, it makes it very clear that for a lot of Republicans, this is not a search for truth. It is a search for a way to hide things, to prevent the public from hearing. I think it's a very bad political choice, as well as just in terms of the country. I think it violates the norms of this country. But I think it's a bad political choice for the Republicans to be in this position because it's so brazen. The whole idea of blocking this right from the beginning and repeatedly stopping people, I think is 70% of the American people want people to additional witnesses to come before the Senate. And that was before we heard about Bolton.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up.
I just love that. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I just love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid continued tensions after the U.S. kills the top Iranian general with an airstrike in Baghdad a few days ago, Iran's foreign minister says,
"The United States regime today is a lawless regime."
At a Tuesday morning State Department news conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the strike that took out Qasem Soleimani was because Soleimani was plotting imminent attacks on U.S. interests.
President had a entirely legal, appropriate, and a basis, as well as a decision that fit perfectly within our strategy and how to counter the threat.
Puerto Rico shaken by three significant earthquakes now in less than 48 hours. One of them today, a 6.4 magnitude that's knocked power out across the island, left one person dead and has injured at least eight people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225, NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a lot of...
By the way, before we get to the meat and potatoes of today's show, you know what's going on at Harvey's Lake Tahoe? I always love going to Harvey's. Whether it's a concert, I'm trying to think of who I saw last. I think the last concert I saw, was it the Eagles or was it somebody else? Anyway, but it was really fun outdoors in the weather. It was so nice. Did you hear, what Harvey's at Lake Tahoe, they're going to be kicking off tomorrow. Opening day, Chef Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. And there's a possibility that sometime in March, Gordon Ramsay will be coming out to celebrate with everybody. That'll be fun. Okay, I've got some bad news. I don't know if it's bad news. Yeah, it is kind of bad news. Ricky Gervais. Remember Ricky Gervais? Ricky Gervais was supposed to boost the Golden Globes and their TV ratings. Turns out the three-hour telecast, it aired live on both coasts. We got it here at 5 o'clock. Averaged 18.3 million viewers and a 4.7 rating among adults 18 to 49. And that's just 2% off from last year's telecast that was hosted by Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh. Still, the show is on track to hit an eight-year low. Yeah, eight-year low. NBC was having trouble late yesterday, trying to explain the poor performance. But one of the things that was good, and we tried to get it in yesterday, and we just ran out of time. In fact, let's go to Ricky Gervais. He was absolutely hilarious. And the only reason, normally I would not run something from yesterday's show today. I just wouldn't do it. It's not today's news. But this is so funny and really good stuff. This is Ricky Gervais, Sunday night's Golden Globes.
Laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. So, yeah, remember that. But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. It's her daughter I feel sorry for, okay? That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. So, lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whacked. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year... It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time. So... We were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just, no. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. Maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix, you win everything. Good night. But no, no, we've got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay? Spoiler alert, season 2 is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here, in your own plane, didn't you? Right, but seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one then. All the the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know, and the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really. Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No point. We know we'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? It's tiny. Right. The Irishman was amazing. It was amazing. Look, it was. It was great. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So, even Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate, you know. You're nearly 50, son. The world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right? But Dame Judi Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play. Because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking herself down on the carpet, lifting her leg and licking her... Furball. She's old school. It's the last time, who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So...
Yeah. Ricky Gervais was absolutely drop-dead funny.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
He says it's going to be the last time he hosts the Golden Globes. Golden Globes, by the way, are already shopping around, and they're in discussion supposedly with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And they've done this before. I mean, they've done these awards shows before. We're going to take a quick break. More to come on a crazy Tuesday as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPVM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
The best there is, was, forever will be.
You gotta love it. Wrestling, and he's a guy that I worked with back in the day when I was a wrestling commentator, if you will. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up in just a bit, we'll check in with Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI. Yeah. And we'll get the very latest on this this whole red flag deal. The red flag law that took effect on January 1. Is something that I think is dangerous. I think it's also unconstitutional, and I think the courts will eventually overturn it. But we'll get to that coming up top of the hour. First though, I want you to hear from Sean Hannity, because a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, are trying to paint the picture that the Trump administration is getting us closer to a ground war with Iran. And Sean Hannity, God bless him, he was on the Fox News channel last night, contending that we are not, repeat, not headed to a ground war. This is cut number three. Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Tonight, the hostile regime in Iran is reeling. Their top terrorist, Soleimani, will never see the light of day. Good riddance. Bye. His daughter proclaiming American soldiers will now be murdered all over the world in retaliation. Iran's government vowing to take revenge. On state TV, one official offering an $80 million bounty for President Trump's head. Now, that would be called saber rattling. By the way, this for the Iranians is pretty much an average day. They hate America. They hate Israel. They threaten to wipe Israel off the map. And they want to take out America, too. That's the daily feeling. It's been that way since 1979. They are bad, evil actors in Iran. They're evil, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're stupid. They know that there's a new sheriff in town tonight. They now know tonight the days of $150 billion in bribes and cash and other currencies dropped on their tarmac are now over. And they better know that if any retribution does occur, it will result in serious and lethal consequences. I warned them that this would happen, oh, just a couple of months ago. They will pay the deadliest of price. And without a doubt, they are now in a position of weakness. And we control the single most powerful, advanced, sophisticated military in the entire world with the greatest intelligence agencies. Remember, I kept saying the 99%. We saw this in action. President Trump has already identified at least 52 Iranian targets that the U.S. will take out if needed. And no, we can't and we won't be going with boots on the ground in Iran. That's not going to happen. And frankly, it's not necessary. Instead, the president's been clear. We will strategically take out the mullah's ability to continue this reckless behavior, this saber rattling, these attempts to bribe other countries or get paid or blackmail other countries. They are not going to be able to disrupt the lifeblood of the world's economy, oil, as much as they've been trying. Now, we are not, and let me be clear, I do not support boots on the ground. After Vietnam and Iraq and the swamp creatures they send our brave men and women, our national treasure, door to door, endless wars, and then they say, never mind, those days must forever be over. Been saying this for some time. This is about what I've been calling the next generation of weaponry, offensive and defensive, much of which is already at our disposal. In other words, that can and will be utilized to strike Iran's dictatorship where it will hurt them the most. They got three major oil refineries, and we know where they are. They have nuclear facilities. We know where they are. We know Iran's terrorist network, maybe even the mullah themselves. Maybe the mullahs, they're so brave. Maybe President Rouhani, maybe he and the mullahs can hang out one of those three major refineries. Good luck if they do, because at this very moment, I can promise you the United States military has the power to wreak total, complete havoc to this hostile regime in Iran. And by the way, they can do it in a control room right here in an air-conditioned room in Tampa or maybe Nevada, anywhere in the continental United States. And they can do so in a matter of minutes. That's a fact.
To my friends at Nellis and Creech and other places, where right now they are controlling drones all across the world. It's just it's amazing. And Brett Velikovich, if you missed the interview, you got to be listening later on in the show, because it's absolutely incredible. No, it really is. What they can do with these drones, and according to what Brett Velikovich said, the former U.S. Army intelligence and special ops guy. Our capabilities with drones far exceeds that of Iran. There is just no comparison. Now, I want to give an opportunity to get Bernie Sanders in here, because I tell you what, last night, did you see this on CNN? Bernie Sanders went after Joe Biden viciously, viciously. Here was Bernie Sanders, this is cut five, talking about the Biden baggage being brought into this race. Listen to this.
I want to focus a little bit on domestic politics, obviously, with Iowa and New Hampshire coming up. You said recently about Vice President Biden, his record, you said to the Washington Post, quote, it's just a lot of baggage that Joe takes into a campaign, which isn't going to create energy and excitement. Is there something specifically you were referring to in terms of baggage?
Sure. I mean, look, Joe and I are friends, and I truly like Joe. But what is imperative is that we defeat Trump, the most dangerous president in modern history. And that means you're going to have a huge voter turnout. You're going to have to get working people excited. You're going to have to get young people excited. Joe Biden voted and helped lead the effort for the war in Iraq, the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in the modern history of this country. Joe Biden voted for the disastrous trade agreements like NAFTA and permanent normal trade relations with China, which cost us millions of jobs. You think that's going to play well in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania? You know, Joe Biden has been on the floor of the Senate talking about the need to cut Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. Joe Biden pushed a bankruptcy bill, which has caused enormous financial problems for working families. So if we're going to beat Trump, we need turnout. And to get turnout, you need energy and excitement. And I just don't think that that kind of record is going to bring forth the energy that we need to defeat Trump.
Shut up, you moron!
God. Tell us how you really feel, Wyatt. Unbelievable.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah. I will simply tell you this. Imagine coming out of the convention. I think it's in Milwaukee. And the Democrats, the party of diversity, their nominee, their presidential nominee is an 80-year-old, 78-year-old, whatever it is, white guy, an old white guy. I wonder how that will play with the base. Gotta love that. Stick around. Coming up, Michael Shouse from NPRI. He's the communications director. We'll talk about AB 291, the red flag law. We'll talk about a whole lot more. What's going on in the world? We'll get to that as well. It's all straight ahead, live and local now. Yeah!